Hello again, you're listening to the news at one. A jobs-led recovery in an economy that will take off like a rocket. That was the promise of Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Thánaiste Leo Varadkar when they published the government's plan for rebuilding our economy after the pandemic. The aim, according to Mr. Martin, is to build back better, with a range of sustainable investments in transport, housing, energy, training and education. The Cabinet this morning agreed a €3.6 billion plan, which will see the pandemic unemployment payment continue until September, when the first in a series of phased reductions will begin. At a news conference at Dublin Castle within the last hour, Micheál Martin said the plan would help kickstart a jobs-rich recovery.
The pandemic unemployment payment will be maintained at its current rates for workers until September, and only then will we begin a gradual reduction over the remainder of 2021 and over the first quarter of 2022. This economic recovery plan outlines targeted enterprise supports for those sectors who will continue to be most impacted by the pandemic. The COVID restrictions support scheme is being extended until the end of 2021 with an enhanced restart payment of 3 weeks at a double rate. In addition, in September, we will introduce a new business resumption support scheme for businesses who continue to be significantly impacted. The commercial rates waiver is being extended for a further 3 months. The tourism sector will be supported through a further extension of the reduced 9% VAT rate for the sector until September 2022 and Bord Fáilte's business continuity scheme.
The Thánaiste Leo Varadkar said today's package aimed to have 2.5 million people in work by 2024.
We're going to extend the employment wage subsidy scheme until the end of the year. Q3 at current rates, Q4 to be determined. But it'll now be based on your turnover this year relative to 2019, the year pre-pandemic. And we think that means more businesses will qualify. The weekly C-risk payment will remain in place. However, as businesses open, only a small number are likely to continue to qualify. So for businesses coming off the C-RIS, that's businesses reopening in June, tourism, hospitality and gyms, for example, there will be a bullet payment on reopening. It'll come in the form of a double payment for 3 weeks, up to a maximum of €30,000. And that's going to be very helpful in terms of cash flow, restocking and re-engaging with employees. The commercial rates holiday will be extended as is for Q3, with a decision on Q4 to be made in the budget.
The Minister for the Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan, said the new economic recovery plan is a path to going green, going digital and investing in the skills of young people. He described funding for a Cork suburban rail project as a project that will lead to a transformation of that city.
A commuter line that will run not just from Cove, but from Middleton to Mallow, running through Kent Station, putting new stations in time in the likes of Tivoli and Blarney and Monarch, Kilbarry and other locations. There's 30,000 houses zoned beside along near those stations. It's a signal to the developers and the councils in Cork. We build around the stations. We build sustainably. We do transport-led development. And we start today, €184 million, starting from Middleton to Glanton, Carrigtwohill, doing up Kent Station to run right the way through so we get to Mallow. It's a hugely important strategic statement. And we're going to do it in Limerick and Galway and Waterford as well.